At the opening ceremony, the Angoon Yakdi dance in their regalia in front of the Walter Sobolev building. Davina Cole is the arts assistant here. She clutches her four-month-old baby girl tightly to her chest.
We're a young Yidi from the Takku Kwan area, and we're little wolves. She's my baby pup.
Cole says she's looking forward to what the Sobolev building will offer her daughter. They've already gone to a baby Raven Reads class before the grand opening. It teaches pre-literacy through native stories.
So even right now, she's benefiting from the center. It's going to be really good for her to be surrounded by that and having a place to even go and learn that.
The building is a museum for Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian artifacts, a space for cultural ceremonies, and a gift shop. It's part of an initiative to turn Juneau into the Northwest Native Arts Capital. But designing a space that could serve all of those functions and reflect the past was difficult.
When we got the responses, the designs were all very traditional.
Rosita Worrell is the president of Sea Alaska Heritage Institute and a Tlingit from the Eagle Moiety. She says the Native Artist Committee wanted a structure that was more traditionally inspired.
They don't like the word contemporary, so we wanted that kind of feel to it.
SHI sifted through submissions and picked architect Paul Volkers. The design was influenced by the form of ceremonial clan houses with chunky beams of yellow cedar. It has an open feel and a wall of glass at the entrance.
I will tell you that we made the right decision in selecting Paul. It might not even have been the lowest bid, but we all said we've got to go with him.
As soon as you get off the phone, then you do your screaming and tell everybody, we're in.
Volker is the president of MRV Architects. The firm's founder, Lynn Forrest Sr., specialized in totem pole and clan house restoration.
The firm has sort of tried to maintain that legacy of involvement in the cultural design issues from Southeast ever since.
Most recently, MRV worked on a clan house in Kasan. For the Walter Sobolev building, Volkers looked at old photos of clan houses. Some were covered in moss from age.
But it would have the angles of the house, you know, the big massive beams on the front and then sometimes the old house posts inside. And that became kind of the essential element that was left of these villages. And so what we tried to do in the new design was capture some of that heavy framework.
Volker shows me the basement level floor, which houses the research lab and mechanical room. The whole building is heated using wood pellets.
Big bag of the pellets. And it comes in through this sort of, look like dryer duct or something, and just simply flows down like grain or something. There's a little fill portal up on the alley above us.
The building meets the U.S. Green Building Council's gold standard for energy efficiency. The wood pellets come mostly from Sea Alaska Corporation's land on Prince of Wales Island. Rosita Worrell says that's part of keeping the core cultural values in the design.
Ha'ani, our relationship to the land.
On the main floor is a full-sized replica of a clan house. It can seat 300 people and fits with tradition. Pitched roof, windowless, and built with adzed red cedar. The floor is tiered with sunken-in seating. Worrell says she knew it would be a special place.
But what we hadn't counted on, what I hadn't thought about, was this almost sacred feeling that you get when you go into that clan house.
She says that she has a strong connection to her ancestors.
It was almost like they were saying to us, you know, I know, Rosita, you know, you're talking about being progressive. You want to move into the 21st century. It almost became like their space. And they said, this is where we are.
At the Walter Sobolev's closing ceremony, the clan house was given the name Shuka Hit. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.